Once I was a gypsy girl, but now I'm a rich man's bride. Which sir wants to wait on me while in my carriage ride? While in my carriage ride, while in my carriage ride. Which sir wants to wait on me while in my carriage ride? One day down London Street, a handsome young squire was the first I chanced to meet. He viewed my pretty brown cheeks, which now he loves so well. He says, you my gypsy gal, will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? He says, my little gypsy girl, will you my fortune tell? Please hold to me your hand. You have many fine mansions in a many foreign land. But thou, those fine young ladies, you've cast them all aside. I am the gypsy girl who is to be your bride. Who is to be your bride? Who is to be your bride? I am the gypsy girl who is to be your bride. He took me, he led me to a place on quiet shore. Which sir wants to wait on me and open my own door. And open my own door, and open my own door. Which sir wants to wait on me and open my own door.
Boy, that's some lovely stuff, Jeff. It makes me think it's probably time to play Big Rock Candy Mountain or something.
Oh, no, it's not time for that. That's no. Charlie Poole again. That was one here in honor of our honorary guest, Devashka, in the studio, at least some of them. And that was My Gypsy Girl, coming from 1927. And again, thanks to Suzanne for letting me borrow that.
In case you haven't been paying attention, Devashka is a really smoking local band that does a lot of gypsy and mariachi and spaghetti Western-influenced sounds. They're going to be playing a show at the Boulder Theater on Friday night, and you really... would be very depressed if you missed that one. So make sure you get down and see that show. And we've got Nick and Tom in the studio, and they're laughing over old memories. What did you just find on the shelf there, Tom?
I found a old recording, our very first EP that we did, and it had some funny notes in it.
All memories. What year did you record that?
What did it say there?
What year did you record that one, Tom?
98, I think.
98.
And... it was so pathetic that we were the only ones that called up and requested it.
Well, you know, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because around that time I used to do a morning radio program. In fact, that's where I met this old fart Uncle Jeff before we started doing Route 78 West.
And, young whippersnapper.
And I remember when that came in. I used to play that on the morning show quite a lot, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. And in fact, I think a Tom Waits album came out, Mule Variations came out like that same year, and I was always psyched to sort of do those together as a set. I thought it went together nicely. I don't know if that's a compliment or not to you.
Yeah, we love Tom Waits.
Compliment to me.
Sort of a fan. I'm a fan of his too.
Well, what do you got up the sleeve there? You want to play something?
Yeah, we're gonna leave it here to our friend Tom.
Okay, Tom, take it away.
So it's just one and okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Wow. You know, Tom, when you started playing that that fiddle riff there, I kept expecting to see Frau Blücher come in from Young Frankenstein. Yes? You know this one?
I don't.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Nick.
That's what I was attracted to this guy.
I grew up in the Springs.
Well, I grew up in Salt Lake City, man, and we've all got our little crosses to bear.
It's cool seeing the horsehair come flying off the bow on that. You can definitely tell your song. So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. There. Oh, well.
Wow, that was intense.
Thanks.
What do you call that one?
We're left speechless.
What do you call that one?
That is the Devotchka anthem.
The Devotchka anthem.
Yeah, I don't know what the
Very cool. I like it a lot. Excellent, Jeff. Where do you want to take it from here?
I think we're going to jump back here. We got a little bit of something that's in the spaghetti western vein, but we're going to come back and forth a little bit more and got some old time stuff. This comes from the Big Gun Down, and it's called The Surrender, and I think it's kind of a nice one. So.
Okay.
Just give it a shot, and we'll come back.
Excellent. And if you can correctly spell Ennio Morricone, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to check out Devotchka this Friday night at the Boulder Theater. So give us a call right now, 303-492-1190, and go see Devotchka for free. You and a date. Can you believe it? We're not going to supply the date, though. You're on your own for that.
Speedy, you ready to play?
Oh, I can get ready, Rex. Thank you.
fra le mani del cielo.
Scratchy old 78 RPM records. That's, again, the show Route 78 West is so named because of that 78 RPM sound. Jeff, tell me about that. Was that Spanish, Portuguese? What are they singing there?
It's definitely Portuguese. Escalante Popular de Bahia. So I'm thinking it's singing song from Bahia. And it said on the 78 on this one, it's 1922. I don't know if that's real.
Boy.
It's Boy, Boy, Boy is the name of it. And Olga Prager Corrillo is the voice, voice.
That would have been from the acoustic era of recorded music. That would have been before they had microphones. They actually probably just would have played that directly towards the bell, especially in Brazil, and they would have just cut it directly onto the wax.
Onto shellac.
One.
You know, the thing that makes me think is at that point in time, the rubber industry is just starting to crash, but in the Amazon and Bahia were really pretty urbane cities. They had opera houses, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like, is that around the time of Fitzcarraldo takes place?
It is.
There
actually.
We go. A great
and,
film.
So how about that? But I can picture this is almost like the Kingston Trio of Brazil. All right.
Very
never
cool.
mind.
Well, we've had a pretty fun show. We got about another 40 minutes. It sounded like Bob's Music Machine may not be happening tonight because the roads are pretty treacherous. And so that's just a heads up for any of you that are in a situation where you can cuddle up with a special someone next to a fire and some hot chocolate. Do that. Don't go out on those roads, if at all possible. I also want to throw out a big thank you to Devotchka, who's coming to the studio. We had Nick and Tom from Devotchka, and they're going to be doing a show at the Boulder Theater on Friday with the Crispy Family Carnival Spectacular and County Road X. Thank you guys so much for coming
thanks
in.
For thank you.
Thanks for doing the show.
It was
we
a lot
really
of fun.
And what you guys do.
Yeah, and one more time, when's the new album going to come out? What should people be watching for?
We're hoping March 7th of 2003, hopefully.
Crossing our fingers, huh? Cool. Well, thanks again, guys.
Thank yeah, this you. Is definitely this is probably some of the hottest playing we've ever had here in the studios. Tom, that's cool. All right, we're going, where are we going? I don't know. We're going to go through some Hank Penny. This is some up-tempo Ellingtonian kind of stuff. This crazy rhythm done in that inimitable honky-tonk style.
That inimitable honky-tonk style, because we do occasionally play honky-tonk music on this program, believe it or not.
Thank you.
goodness. That's wonderful, Speedball. That's fine. Say, that Speed is on that steel guitar. Missouri Waltz, that's your home state, isn't it?
Oh, that's a very familiar sound. I think that that is a very unmistakable pedal steel style.
That's definitely, that's a really nice track there from a 45 Richmond Fontaine called Hardly Seen. And it's the only place you can find it is on a pretty obscure 45.
That's but, that Portland Alt Country band, ain't
that's
it?
Right. We haven't played them in a little while, and I definitely like that. They always that song was just a one-off. You know, Willie told me about that when he was in the studio. He said they just sat down, they played it, they never had made it up before, and they never could do it again. I like that kind of stuff. Anyway, the milkman, Elzac, he was asking, who is this Rex Hobart guy? Do we got anything? Is he any good?
Oh, and, we got to throw some on then. Because, you know, actually, Nick and Tom are looking at those snowy roads from Dvochka. They decide they're going to probably hang out in the studio and let us inundate them with some bizarre music. So this is about as weird as it gets. This is some serious contemporary hard country. It sounds like mid-60s serious stuff kicking music. But doing one of your favorite butt rack classics.
We both lie silent and still in the dead of the night. We lie close together, but we're miles apart inside. Said something I said or something I did. Did my words not come out right? I tried not to hurt you, well, I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, and every night has its dawn, and every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. A game of easy come and easy go. Well, I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? I know you'd be here now if I could let you know somehow. This every rose has its thorn. Saved our love that night if I'd only known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. I wonder if we found somebody new. I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside. To see you cuts me like a knife to say rose has its thorn, and every night has its dawn. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
In the rivers of empire, made my bed from a cardboard crate. Down in the city of courts, no news, no new regrets. Tossed a Susan B. over my shoulder, prayed it would rain and rain, submerge the whole western states, call it a last fair deal with an American seal and corporate handshake. Take the story of Carpenter Mike, dropped his tools and his keys and left, and headed out as far as he could, past the city and gated neighborhoods, and he slept beneath the stars, wrote down what he drowned, and he built a machine for no one to see, then took flight.
Star of this week's show, Lefty Frizzell.
Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer. I was standing on the corner right downtown when a man with a satchel come running around, said, would you hold this money back from me? Well, the cops was hard up on his trail, but take a guess who went to jail? Somebody's always pushing me. Somebody's pushing. Somebody's pushing. Somebody's always pushing me. Well, I went to see my gal the other night, thought everything was quite all right, until I saw the welcome given me. Somebody's pushing, somebody's pushing, somebody's always pushing me. Came to live alone. We need children in our home. But last night I counted 23. I guess the stork is having fun. He brings me two instead of one. Somebody's always pushing me. Somebody's pushing. Somebody's pushing. Somebody's always pushing me.
Thank you very much, and now we're going to go right into another number here. It's called The Long Black Veil.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town old light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds whistle. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Friends and neighbors out there in Radio Land, I would like to say that this next number is an old, old number of mine. We've been doing quite a few of them here on the show, but here's one that I always get requests for all over the country. And of course, I want to dedicate it to you all. I want to be with you always. I lose my blues, honey, when I'm with you. No one else can do. You're in my heart to stay. But when I'm gone and I'm all alone, I'll be singing this song. I want to be with you always. I'd be happy, dear, if you could only be here and always be near, forever and a day. Then we'll travel far to some big shining star, just you and my guitar, and stay there, sweetheart, for always. Feel the same, you really want my name. Well, you'll be the one who's to blame if it works out wrong that day. 'Cause my love is true, my love is only for you. I'll never be blue if I can be with you always. Well, thank you there. Thank you a whole lot. You're very nice. And now I would like to say, if you listeners want to write to us, just write to Lefty Frizzell. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
All right, there's nothing like Lefty doing Bob Wills. That's the only place you'll ever hear that Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer. It's coming from a real cool Country Music Time radio transcription that was done for overseas armed forces in the Korean War. Lefty cut
just like us.
Just like us, yeah. They cut a bunch of these 16-inch records, one-sided. They play from the inside out, and I'd like to get my hands on one of those, but these are a couple things.
Would those play on a regular turntable?
Only one with a really loose tone arm.
We got those problems down here.
We got those problems here.
One of the turntables tonight, we've actually got a dime taped to it just to make it skate correctly.
Send money to
College Radio
999 You Care.
Yeah, we'll do our pledge drive later this year.
I want to tell you a little about this, though, because his Bear family put this stuff out. They found some of the collectors, and they found the best condition version of the 16-inch, and that's exactly what we just heard, a nice little set of Lefty doing some songs that probably only found there that way, nice and live, loose band, and that's Lefty in his prime, 1958. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We don't get a chance to do long sets like that too much, so... There we go.
There you have it.
And
we got about 15 minutes till Bob's music machine is slated to go on, but you know what? It's not happening because Bob's stranded. Well, he's not stranded. He actually was wise enough to stay in, but don't go out and get yourself stranded because I hear the roads are a nightmare.
They're getting icy, and we're going to keep doing some sort of back-to-back, some slow-down stuff here, kind of ramp you right on out to the ambient slumberland. Maybe you can go to bed at 7 tonight. So.
Yeah, then we'll just kind of put on our we have the robot DJ down here that kind of takes things over at night, and we'll go ahead and throw that on in place of Bob. So if you're looking for 60s, 70s, and 80s garage punk and hardcore and those sorts of sounds, you're going to have to tune in next week.
Or you can listen to ambient overnight and get into electronic music. All right.
God forbid.
Here we go. Here's another guy. Hero number two, Mr. Dillon. These are a couple nice outtakes. We're going to let him run back to back.
Baby, she gave it to me. Silent weekend. My baby, she gave it to me. She's opening up it hot for the sleeper to depart, and she's leaving me down in misery. Silent weekend. My baby, she took me by the heart. Much of nothing can make a man ill at ease. One man's temper rises where another man's temper might freeze.
Now it's that day of confession, and we cannot mock a soul. But when there's too much of nothing, no one has control. Like most and boast of what he'd like to keep. But it's all been done before, it's all been written in the book. And when there's too much of nothing, nobody should look. Some men to sleep on nails, it can cause others to eat fire. Everybody's doing something, I've heard it in a dream. But when there's too much of nothing, it just makes a fella mean.
That's a familiar voice.
Oh, that's too much of nothing. That's kind of what this day seems like it's been in some ways, except for the good playing from Dvochka.
That was smoking, yeah. Dvochka's still at large in the studio doing really exciting things.
Doing rock star
guitars
things, you know,
and fiddles and accordions.
Out.
They're going to be playing a show Friday at the Boulder Theater. I know we've been mentioning that, but you're going to hear it again and again and again because it's the show not to miss. So be sure to check that out. So tell us about this this little Dylan spree
this
we
is,
had.
This is a reward for all you good listeners out there. This is the Basement Tapes Volume 5. And they had all this stuff. Garth Hudson let it out. And there are a bunch of things that showed up on the box sets and a bunch of things that haven't. And that version of Too Much of Nothing has always been a cool one for me. And before that, we heard Silent Weekend, two Bob Dylan songs, 1967 from Saugerties, New York.
Excellent.
And since we're in this mood of playing things we're not supposed to play, I thought we'd play a new...
What do you mean? We're not supposed to play...
Underground
rare
records,
recordings.
White label records.
The rare recordings.
Promo recordings. I don't know. Let's not get ourselves in trouble. But here's some brand new Lucinda Williams coming from an interesting source. And quality is about as good as it's going to get. But there's some new songs that are going to be pretty cool if they sound like this. And this one's called Ventura. And listen for the buzz name she mentions in it.
I promised my friend Gerald. He drove all the way here from... Newport Beach, California, that I would do some of my new songs. I just wrote a bunch of new songs. So if you can bear with me here. I'm going to try them out on this tour so we can go in and make another record in the fall. You won't have to wait so long this time. This is called Ventura. Said I'm gonna make myself a little something to eat. Get a can down off the shelf. Maybe a little something sweet.
spoken to no one. Haven't been in the mood. Pour some soup, get a spoon, and stir it up real good. Go out with a friend, maybe the music might help. But I can't pretend, I wish I was somewhere else. Thank you.
lightning. The bells all shine like gold. Now don't you hear me talking, baby? Smokestack lightning. Bells all shine like gold. I love her. Don't nobody know. Well, the meanest people that I ever see. Now don't you hear me talking, baby? You the meanest people that I ever seen. Well, I asked her for water. She blew me gasoline.
All right, yeah. A little Muddy Waters to send you on out. You got to have the blues because Bob's not going to be doing the Music Machine tonight. So
you are listening, by the way, to KVCU Boulder. And if you're planning on hearing 60s, 70s, and 80s garage rock sounds, tune in next week from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Also, tune in earlier from 5 to 7. Uncle Jeff and I will be doing Route 78 West again. And get your butt on out Friday down to the Boulder Theater and check out Devotchka, the Crispy Family Carnival, and County Road X.
Make sure you tune in next week. We got a special guest. He's going to be bringing some fun records of his own, and I think we're going to have probably the best show we'll ever have had.
Oh, yeah, Doc Martin from KGNU. He does a great show, Honky Tonk Heroes, every Saturday morning. And
One of the DJs.
They got a whole slew of them, a whole roster. So, but the Good Doctor will be in here with us next Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to try and take it easy on the roads. I recommend you all do the same. And we'll go ahead and send you out of here with a little something you got up your sleeve. What's that, Jeff?
Oh, I got a little lounge music here. We're going to kind of ramp you on right into the ambient zone. And this is the Friends of Dean Martinez doing The Shadow of Your Smile.
Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one really can know all things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without